Good morning, everyone. In the early hours of the morning, once again, I can often be found awake in the early hours. I do like the night time. I do like the still and quiet of the night. I just picked up on something that people have talked about in their booze, and it's about music that makes you emotional and songs that make you cry. I think music is very powerful. I listen to music of some sort most of the time. I mean, if I'm not reading a book or watching something on TV, which I don't do very often, I don't really watch a lot of TV. I like the odd movie, actually. I did watch Walking on Sunshine, because I think it's a real feel-good movie, but I don't watch massive amounts of TV, but I do like the odd thing. But I listen to loads of music. I listen to music in the bath. I listen to it going around the house. And these days with iPhones, iPads, you know, iTunes, libraries and whatever. And there's always, you know, you can always access music. And I think it's very powerful because it can make you happy. There are songs I can listen to that will instantly create a memory. I will associate with a memory from the past, maybe something really good that's happened, and it will take me back to that time, and it can instantly lift my mood. And there are songs that just make you feel good because they're upbeat and cheerful, kind of summery music, just songs that make you feel really good and will energise you to. When I'm doing stuff around the house, I like to listen to kind of upbeat, cheerful music because it always gives me, it motivates me to get jobs done that I probably don't really want to do. And then there are songs that will make me very sad and cry, and every time I hear them, they just make me cry, either because of the words and the lyrics, or because I associate them with a memory, of a sad memory in my life, or something that's happened to me in the past. I have got a very good memory for remembering things from way back, and I do associate them with things, and so there are songs that I associate. One of them is Keeping the Dream Alive by Freiheit, and that always makes me sound. It's a lovely song, but I associate it with my uncle dying back in 1988, and so because it was on Top of the Pops the day his funeral was, so it always makes me cry and makes me a bit sad. Another one is Goodbye My Lover by James Blunt, and that's, the words just are so sad. It makes me cry. I think the lyrics and songs can be very, very powerful, and they can really have an effect on you. I very much enjoy sitting listening to songs and listening to the words and just taking them in. And it can be very powerful, and they can make you think. One of my favourite songs at the minute is called Missing You, and it's by a group called All Time Low. And if you get the chance, they have the album, I think, is called something like Future Hearts. But if you look up the song and listen to the lyrics, really, really powerful lyrics in that song, and I listen to it loads, and I love the message behind it. So if you get the chance, then YouTube that song. It's called Missing You. It's by a group called All Time Low. But yeah, music, I don't know where I'd be without it. I spend such a lot of time listening to it. And I like such a variety of different stuff too that if I'm not listening to Treehouse Radio, there's a good plug for www.treehouseradio.com, where there's always lots of different varieties of music on because there's different shows, and then Automation plays lots of varieties of different music. So if I'm not listening to that, then I enjoy listening to either my own collection or... I quite often we'll put up a radio station on Django and just see what stuff comes up that I've not heard before, and it introduces me to new music as well. So yeah, that's really, I don't know, I just thought I would ramble on about music, because I could, and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and I probably should be thinking about sleep, but I thought I'd do an audio mo all about music and the emotions it can bring out in us. So there we go. So I hope everyone's doing well, having a good sleep, because most of you are probably asleep. And I will talk to you all very soon when I come back with day 9. Eventually I will catch up, but we're still getting there yet. So talk to you all soon. Bye for now.